Your tea, sir?
Oh, yes. Thank you. You believe me, don't you?
Of course. Ambrose, you're never going to see the Seagrams again, and someday you'll teach all of Somersetshire to live by his motto.
But I will. You'll see. I'll be the finest squire this county ever knew. The fear of all the foxes, but a gentle master too. And everyone will love me and applaud my great career till the people all demand that I be made a peer.
That you be made a peer, oh Thomas!
You're not convinced, I can tell.
Tell me more. What'll you be, Whig or Tory?
Which is the squire?
Neither. But what are your views on the domestic economy, on our relations with the French? Well,
Sir Thomas, then they'll call me the good, the just, the bold. With robes all draped in ermine and a coronet of gold. The king will seek my counsel with you at my right hand. And the two of us together, we will rule all of England. Yes, the two of us together, we will rule all of England. We will rule all.
Of course I see your logic. We're just the St. James sort. No matter what is needed, we'll give it to the court. Let Georgie seek your counsel. I find that quite a bore. Unless the king's grown senile, from me he may want more.
From we he may want more. We won't take on any big city ways when we're part of the courtly set.
I'll be just as kind to a countess as I am to a poor baronet.
We'll see that the colonies flourish and the empire's made strong and stout.
Except perhaps for America, which is hardly worth bothering about.
But what if I should be so noble that England should want me for king, and thousands of subjects join under my window to sing.
God save our gracious king, long live and love him. God save our king.
Then you be crowned in triumph, and the crowds will line the way to see King Thomas passing, shouting cheers, good show!
Hooray!
Thank you. Thank you again, thank you. Now, there is just one question, a trifling little question, really, which must be answered now, once and for all. And that is, will you have me abdicate?
No! No!
Or will you let me move my throne to Somersetshire? Which shall it be, my people? Which shall it be?
To Somersetshire! To Somersetshire!
Thank you. Thank you. From the bottom of my simple foundling's heart.
For I'm not made for London, for Paris, or for Rome. So if I must be the monarch, I would rather be at home.